And good morning and a happy first day of August to you, Andy Lindis. Can you believe it's already August? Wow.
No, I was just saying that. I'm up at my friend's cabin up here in Longville, Minnesota, and I looked and I go, holy heck, Jock, it's August today. Can you believe that? It just seems like this summer is flying by, but nice cool weather today, Denny. This heat has been enough to deal with. It's nice to finally have a little break in that today.
I was thinking about you and your cruise this coming week because, as I mentioned to our listeners, the highs will be in the 70s, quite a bit of difference, and that should give some relief to all the crews and for all of us, as a matter of fact, on our shrubs and lawns as well. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, this is the guy you want to chat with. Call in your question or text in. It's the same number, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. And I was wondering, given I was looking at some story about people, of course, being ensconced in their homes, not doing a whole lot of traveling at all. Are there more? I mean, the people calling Lindis more to get, you know, the gutters, the windows, the siding, the roofing. It seems to me that people are concentrating on their existing homes. Did I read that correctly?
I'm telling you, Denny, this was the busiest July my estimators have ever had, and it's not even close.
Whoa.
We were in 350 more. We looked at 350 more projects this July than we did last July, and we're working 6 days a week. We're trying to keep up, and we're trying to help out as many people as we possibly can. And a lot of times, it's just giving estimates and ideas, and people are wondering, what can I do here? What can I do there? And that's the nice part about my group. We're going to be able to come in, and it's not uncommon that we will show you seven different proposals and from dreaming as big as you want to piecemealing it together. So a lot of times people look at phases. This is going to be phase one of the project, phase two of the project. So, you know, a lot of these meetings were the initial consult, but we're working our way through. And like you said, people are living in the house. They're looking for more living space. They're looking for a better entertaining, more open, opening things up. There's windows that they didn't realize that never worked that now they'd like to get to work, or they want to add more natural light or outdoor living too, Denny. People are – that is – if there was one category that people are asking – more about that really surprises me, it's decks and outdoor living. It's gone crazy.
What do you find? What do people want as far as the, I know decks, but I mean, what's the outdoor living end of it? What do the people want in their yard?
Well, they're looking for an expanded living space. Just think of the amount of time that we spent in our homes in the last 4 months. If you're anything like me, I've spent more time at my house in the last 4 months than maybe in the last the year previous of that. So we start to notice things, and we're looking for better living, better sitting areas, outdoor cooking, water features, places to relax, workout rooms, Denny. That's something that over the last couple of weeks, exercise rooms and people asking about rubber flooring and things like that. People are looking for healthier living and being more self-sufficient at home because we can't go anywhere. Restaurants aren't the same, gyms aren't the same, and so people are trying to do that kind of thing on their own.
Yeah. Oh, well, imagine. I could use a little exercise, to tell you the truth, after these
you and me both, buddy.
Months.
Hey, I'm on vacation. I had good thoughts. I brought an actual kettlebell with me, but it hasn't left the bed of my truck yet. So, but it's there. I brought it. I just haven't used it.
And what is it?
It's a kettlebell and just like a little – I thought I might actually want to do a workout on vacation. I just haven't yet.
Gathering moss.
Okay. It is. It is the dustiest kettlebell in Minnesota right now.
651-989-9226. Call in your question for Andy, your home improvement question, or send a text. That's easier. We have both. In fact, let's go to the phones. I think John has been waiting there in Lake Elmo to ask you a question. Thanks, John. What's your question for Andy?
Hi, thanks a lot, Andy. Say a quick question for you. On your gutters, do you have the bronze color, the bronze, the one that matches the Marvin windows?
Yep, we sure do. Our version of it is called Teratone, but especially in the upper Midwest, that bronze Teratone color, which is like a cross between brown and gray, Denny. Okay. It's a very popular color in the Midwest, and we definitely can match that. In fact, it was 17 years ago, we went to the manufacturer of our gutter coil and requested that specific color because it's so popular in our area of the world.
Great. Say, a couple other questions. What do you think about fiberglass versus steel door? I mean, especially given our winters and our hot summers.
Depending on the manufacturer on that, I've had good luck with both fiberglass and steel doors. I have a steel door at my house. It's a very high-end steel door. What I don't like about some of the fiberglass doors, they're so light, they don't close as easy as some of the other ones. You know how, Denny, sometimes you think you pull a door shut as hard as you can, but that those fiberglass doors are so light, it gets to the jamb, and sometimes if it's tight, it doesn't close all the way and doesn't latch.
You got to push on it.
You got to push on it, and which in my family means that you got to open door a lot of times. So I opted for the steel door myself.
All right. Well, so there are options. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks, John, for the call. 651. There's a line open if you want to phone in and chat with Andy. 651-989-9226 or send a text at same number, 651-989-9226. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I know we have to take a break here, and I want to get to some text messages your way, Andy. So hang on. We'll take this bit of a break here. It's our Home Improvement Hour brought to us by our friends at Linda's Construction. Call in your question or send a text, and we'll help you out here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. If you have that kind of a question for Andy Lindis, call it in or text it in. Same number applies, 651-989-9226. Well, Andy, we have both the phone calls and text messages from our listeners, so let's get to it. I think Scott is calling in from Brooklyn Park this morning. Scott, Andy is listening.
Well, good morning. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm looking to actually do I'm going to replace my front entry door, and it has a side window. I heard a caller go talk about the steel versus fiberglass, but I'm just kind of curious what to look for. Is there particular brands that are better? Because I want a good door that really seals things off. So that's my question, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
you're good.
We look at different door manufacturers on a regular basis. In fact, I have one in my house. We tested last year from a particular manufacturer, Denny, and it was dented. It was a steel door and a very cheaply made steel door, and it was dented within a week of being on there, and it just doesn't hold up right. But we keep trying and trying to find and looking at doors, and we just haven't found one better than Provia yet. That's our number one door that we use. It comes in a wide variety of materials, a wide variety of designs, and almost any entry door, we can come up with something from Provia and a design that's going to be really awesome. It's a widely used door in the Twin Cities by lots of contractors because we have really good luck with it. That's my favorite door.
What's the name again?
Provia.
Okay. Provia. Very good.
Provia doors.
651-989-9226. Let's see. And we have text messages too. Here's one. It says, I drilled 3 4-foot deep holes in my solid clay yard to be deck footings. I put in sonotubes for forms. When I came back after inspection to pour concrete, there was at least 8 inches of groundwater in each one. The question is, can I proceed with the concrete, or should I put in gravel or bale out the water and then pour? What do you recommend? What do you think, Andy?
Well, if that much groundwater is coming in there, I would maybe look at using a different type of footing. What worries me about those types of footings is even if you bale them out, they still have a tendency to move. You might need to find a more stable footing, like a helical pier we've been using, and maybe even a diamond pier. But with diamond piers aren't that great on high water table areas either. So you don't want to add the concrete to a hole that already has water in it. That much I do know. So you got to get rid of the water, and then go from there. But you might want to look at changing the type of piers that you're actually using.
What were those two? The diamond
it's one thing if it was rainwater that filled up the holes, but if it's actual groundwater, then you could be in for some trouble.
Oh, I should say. Yeah, that's a good qualification there. All right, I'm looking at more text. By the way, if you want to call in your question, 651-989-9226. There is a line open. A question about AZEK decking. Somebody ordered, texter says, some in June. They're still waiting for delivery. This is not from Linda's Construction. Is AZEK decking pretty easily had?
For us, yes. For some people, probably not. Manufacturers in the building trades all across the country are putting people on allocations, meaning that they're only giving you so much supplies, even if you need more, unless you are somebody like us who, when we partner with a manufacturer, there's a lot of things that we do for each other. And when I do that, I make them guarantee that I'm always going to be able to get whatever materials I want and when I need them. And they always live up to that for me. So I know a lot of contractors are dealing with allocations and are not being able to get certain materials, whether it's windows, even some roofing around the country. You know, with COVID, the manufacturing facilities can't operate at full steam some days, and that's going to put a damper on anybody trying to get materials. Luckily, we don't have that issue yet. Anyways, we haven't experienced, but this is something I'm starting to hear more and more of, and I'm hoping that Linda's Construction can avoid it. I'm hoping that my partners take care of us like they always do, and we'll do our best to take care of them.
What is that AZEK decking like? Describe that.
AZEK decking is our TimberTech decking, Denny. It's our number one decking that we use right now. AZEK and Zuri are both composite decks that really hold up over time. AZEK, we like a little bit better. It's not as slippery as Zuri. Doesn't have as many expansion and contraction issues as Zuri. And it looks fantastic. Doesn't quite look as nice as Zuri, in my opinion, but that's aesthetics are to each their own. I just think Zuri is the best looking decking out there, but it in the wintertime in our area of the world can be a little slippery. So we've been leaning AZEK lately for a lot of people.
And does the AZEK have that wood grain look like Zuri does?
It does. It has a couple of different profiles you can get. You can get solid colors, and there's some wood grain ones available as well.
Oh, okay. If you have it can be about decking, can be whatever. If you're in the middle of a project and you need some advice from Andy, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. A texter wants to know, what's the best type of window screens for three-season porches? What would you suggest?
We use SunSpace a lot, and we had really good luck with it. When I say good luck, I don't know if I've ever had a warranty claim on it. And we have, my dad retired from construction and lives up on an island in the northwest angle in the summer, up north of War Road. Of course, never going to go fishing. He just builds three-season porches and things like that up there. And he built a three-season
relaxing
porch. Relaxing, yes. Retired to work. And he put the SunSpace windows in there, and it is the most favorite room that we have up at the cabin up there. And those SunSpace windows are awesome. What they are is a combination window. It's a screen, but you have the ability to raise the window all the way up. So really, only like the top 7 inches or the bottom 7 inches of the window doesn't have screens. So it's like removing the window without removing it. It's a really awesome way to do a three-season porch. Now, my one thing I always warn people when they're using these combination windows and they're talking about a three-season porch, get the number that it's going to cost to make it a four-season porch, because if you knew the amount of people that call us and contact us about changing a three-season porch into a four-season porch, you'd at least see what that cost difference would be on the front end.
Yeah, that's pretty wise, because when we had that three-season porch, and, there it was, just screens. And it wasn't that long after we had Linda's come in and put in some windows. At least that is. It's not heated, but I can see that happening quite a bit. Now, you mentioned the name of that. It's SunSpace, spelled just like it sounds?
Yes. Yep, great
SunSpace.
Windows. Great combination.
All right, that's
windows.
That's for the texter. All right, very good. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a quick break here. We have just about another half hour of the show to go. So if you did not get your home improvement question answered this half hour, still have a little bit of time left. But don't wait. Call in or text in. 651-989-9226 is our phone number, and it's also our text number. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We're around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus is helping you out today, as he usually does. Call in your question or send a text, whatever is easier for you. And again, that same number applies. That number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Andy, we have callers, we have texters. Let's get back to the phones. I think Bob is on the line from Bennett, Wisconsin, I believe. Bob, what is your question for Andy?
Oh, it's pretty, I think it's a pretty simple question. The wall plate in this house that we built doesn't have any holes drilled, you know, for at the top for air circulation or vapor circulation. Is that necessary? You know, should I still do that, or
no?
Or is that necessary? Or
no. We usually are sealing the top plate. For instance, one of the places that we see that leaks a lot of air. You don't want air movement happening up there. One of the places that we see that leaks a lot of air in the wintertime is like electrical dumps, where the electrical is coming down through the wall. Those holes are drilled in there and they're not sealed up. There's air that can movement, or any of the mechanicals that are coming through there. So a lot of times we need to spray foam the entire top plate in order to get the air to stop moving between the walls. When air moves between the walls, that's when warm air can come into contact with cold surfaces and create condensation, which in turn can create mold and a whole a variety of other problems. So yeah, don't go up there and try drilling holes because you think you need air movement throughout your house. Is it possible to make your house too tight? Yes, but there's remedies for that. I wouldn't try to get, because it's going to have conditioned air meeting unconditioned air. It's just a bad idea.
Okay. Again, 651-989-9226 is our phone number and text number. Here's a text that came in a bit ago that the texter is wondering if Lindus Construction has design consultants that will assist with deck planning and possible conversion of three-season porch into a heated space. You guys have all that?
Oh, yeah. I have a few design consultants that just specialize in decks and three-season porches alone. So we'll gladly come out and talk to you about what your wants are and come up with a plan and design it and price it out for you and go from there. But that's we do that almost on a daily basis right now, Denny.
And I believe that.
My designers, Luke, Charlie, and that crew, they're as good as it comes to outdoor living spaces. They just really know their stuff. I mean, they're all previous deck builders themselves. They're not just learning this. They've been around this business for a very long time. Charlie used to just run a deck crew. That's it. So he's seen almost anything that you can possibly see when it comes to outdoor living and deck spaces, and they'll be able to come up with some good ideas for your house.
Yeah, Luke does know. We're talking about Luke Panic, who's been on the show on dozens of times. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He does know his stuff. So by all means, to that texter, if you want to get in touch, easiest number to remember, we always tell you, is 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Or get on the web if you like, lindusconstruction.com, L-I-N-D-U-S. I should ask you, I mean, I already know, but there's still some specials on the percentage off on installation labor. What's that story about?
Yeah, you know, without the state fair this year, we're extending that special a little bit more. We got 75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, Season Guard windows, of course, the Infinity window by Marvin, and of our GIF asphalt roofing. You know, Denny, we were talking doors earlier.
Yeah.
You know, a door that we're really having good luck with when it comes to patio doors is the Infinity French door. Again, no warranty claims, and talk about a very tight door. When you lock that door, it's nearly impossible to get it to leak air. You know, we have the blower doors, as you know, and one of the fun things that I like to do is install brand new doors or windows, and then we test it with the blower door. I mean, that's why we pick Season Guard windows as our manufacturers, because Daryl Frank, who used to run our design build division. He retired a couple years ago now. He built a home for us, an Energy Star home. And when you do an Energy Star home, you have to have a pre and a post test. Well, the states from the people from Energy Star folks came in and do the testing, and they were flabbergasted that they couldn't get the windows to leak air. And Daryl told me that and said, "You're going to want to look at this window to make our Season Guard one, and we did, and they still do.
How about that? Now, when will I know the fall winter time is the best, but when does Linda start to get testing those blower door tests again?
Right now,
what's the best time of year?
You know, right now we almost have to, like especially on the kind of day like today, when it's going to be what highs in 70, and when your indoor temperature is very similar to the outdoor temperature, infrared imaging really doesn't work that well. So mm-hmm. we have to do some things to make that to the blower door. Is something that we just have to change the energy of the house to be able to figure out where it's leaking air. The infrared imaging isn't going to tell us that. Now, as we get later in the year, in the wintertime, probably not going to have to do a blower door ever because it's, you know, 20 degrees outside and 65 to 70 inside. So the infrared imaging shows up really well.
I had a visitor the other day from Jesse Tremble's outfit, and a young man came in and talking about the radon mitigation. And he drove up to the house, and he said, "Are those asphalt shingles?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I said they really look three-dimensional." He thought they were like shakes. And the GAF just makes great stuff. And what was I couldn't remember the name of those particular shingles that you guys put on.
That's the Glenwood shingle. So that's we talked a little bit about last week. It says 10 bundles of shingles versus 3 bundles of shingles per a 10-foot by 10-foot section, which is a square in the roofing world. So it's triple the amount of bundles of shingles in order to do that. It's pretty crazy.
And when I tried to explain to Andy, to this gentleman, about that 50-year non-prorated warranty. I know we're getting off on a different subject, but he could hardly believe that.
You know, and it's not just on the materials. GAF has also put a 50-year workmanship warranty on the way we install it, because they inspect every job that we install. It's a virtual inspection now, but they've come to trust us enough that we're one of the only people in the country that actually have a 50-year workmanship warranty to go along with a 50-year manufacturer's warranty. So, and it's not like we haven't had any warranty claims. I've had 3 warranty claims with GAF. You know, things happen in manufacturing. It was a granule issue. It was a glue issue. And that's the nice part about working with them. I went out there. GAF met me out there. They looked at it and like, yep, this is a warranty issue. And there was zero out-of-pocket expense for my customers on this. And that's a rarity when it comes to roofing warranties, Denny. It seems like almost any time somebody's dealing with a roofing manufacturer and the warranty, they have a lot of out-of-pocket expense, and that's why I chose the warranty that I did. Not every warranty is the same at every manufacturer. There's different levels. All major manufacturers have different levels of warranties you can get on the roof. So that same Glenwood shingle might not have as good a warranty as you have, Denny, because somebody else installed it or didn't pay the extra money to buy the extended warranty or the bonus warranty. The Golden Pledge warranty is what we like to use. That gives you your 50 years non-prorated warranty and covers everything from the dumpster to the, you name it. There's zero out-of-pocket expense for the homeowner. That's important.
That says a lot. Wow. 651-989-9226. Still some time to answer your home improvement question. As I said, by phone or by text. You know what we haven't talked about, speaking of roofing, is our customers calling Lindis for the steel roofing.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a lot of steel roofing. We talked, that's our favorite roof to use on story and a half homes right now. Just because if you're calling us because of a ice damming issue, we get into those story and a half homes with the knee walls, and even if we spray foam the entire knee wall area and then vent the upper portion properly, you know, put in the proper amount of attic chutes, or we put in actual roof venting that is going to roof intake venting, so then we can actually run the gable vent up there. It just doesn't work as well as putting down 3 inches of foam in a metal roof. That's the best solution to ice damming that I found for some of these story and a half homes in their area of the world that we live in. It's just not a good design for an area of the world that gets as much snow as we do.
Boy. We had an earlier caller about leaf guard gutters, and you mentioned it either a week or two ago about how many you can get specific colors, but how many color choices are there outside of some specialized colors for the leaf guard gutter?
We have 15 colors you can choose from. So we typically should be very hard for us not to match what you have on your house. And like always, yes, you can paint anything, but when you have as great of a finish warranty as we do, probably not going to want to, and we can get custom colors, but that gets pretty pricey. So people typically choose one of our colors. Here's one thing I've learned in home improvements over the years, Danny. When it comes to choosing colors, if there's not a perfect match, it seems if you go a little bit darker, it blends in a little bit more. If you go lighter, it seems to almost stripe your house a little bit or accents a little bit too much. So if it's not an exact match, I always try to tell people, go to the darker shade, seems to blend in a little bit more. Or a lot of times people are choosing, we have this charcoal gray color. If you have a black roof, that seems to look really nice on the house. I was always a little skeptical about trying to match the roof to the gutter colors, but I think that actually looks pretty nice.
That's interesting. I was thinking about it because a bunch of neighbors, some whom I know and some I don't, have leaf guard gutters. And I know as I'm driving down the road, and looking up at the one neighbor who has the leaf guard gutters, they've had them on for a few years now. But I think they have kind of a cream-colored house, and those leaf guard gutters blend in so beautifully. So I'm not sure what color that would have been, but boy, as I've said in years past, if gutters can be beautiful, leaf guard gutters are beautiful. All right,
yeah,
we need to take a break. Let's
good.
Do that. And when we come back, we'll answer more questions. We still have time if you want to call in your home improvement question or send a text, either one. 651-989-9226 is the number that will get you that phone call or text messages for Andy Lindis on this first day of August. 651-989-9226. You stay with us. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to the final minutes of our home improvement show. If you happen to have any kind of a question regarding home improvement, ask Andy Lindis that question, either by phone or by text, 651-989-9226. Either one will get you that phone call or text message. Speaking of phones, Andy, I think Tim in Coon Rapids has been waiting there to answer or ask a question of you. Tim, Andy is listening. What's your question?
Hi there. I'm planning to put a metal roof on a garage. And my cabin has a metal roof currently, and it's screwed down on the ribs. You know, 2-inch screws going down through the ribs so that water doesn't get in. But I was told by somebody that the new way to do it is to put it on the flat part, not the ribs. Do you have any comment on that? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I am I'm going to have to look into that. I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you.
How do you find the answer? How do your crews generally install a steel roof on a home?
Well, see, all of our metal roofing is done with the hidden fasteners. So we'll put a panel on. We have a clip system. We're going to be able to screw right in there. There's no exposed fasteners whatsoever. When it comes to metal roofing, if you're using exposed fasteners, they need to be replaced a lot. In fact, there's a really big market right now on industrial parks. Think of small town Midwest, all of these industrial parks that have gone up over the last 30 years. A lot of them are metal buildings. A lot of those roofs have exposed fasteners. The manufacturers have came out with aluminum discs that have an adhesive on them, a little tool that goes over the top of the fastener that goes in it, and that this aluminum disc seals into the roof. And then there's a coating that you put over the entire roof in order to make sure that those things don't leak. I know that it caused a lot of insulation damage on a few different hockey rinks that I've worked with in the past from water leaking through those exposed fasteners. Remember, it's just a little rubber washer that is holding the water out. And you know as well as I do that the longer that rubber washer is exposed to UV rays from the sun, the more it's going to break down over time and crack. And once it cracks, you lose your water tightness. So we don't, I know like on a lot of exposed fastener ones, you're screwing not only through the rib, but also on the flat part. You're putting some fasteners in different spots. But we don't use that metal roofing an awful lot. just because I don't like exposed fasteners.
Yeah. Now, one question we get once in a while over the years regarding steel roofing and leaf guard gutters. Some people think, can you still use leaf guard gutters on a metal roof? And you always say what?
It's the best gutter to use there. No matter how hard the rain comes off, you don't have to worry about it getting inside leaf guard. And if you choose an open gutter on a metal roof, when that snow comes off, it's going to take off the gutter. And sometimes I've seen it take off the fascia, the soffit. You're talking thousands of dollars worth of damage if the snow slide comes off a metal roof and hits an open gutter and rips it off. Just not a good recipe there.
There was a past customer that sent a text about that the brand name of that front door product you mentioned last half hour. That you prefer. It starts with a P. Is it Provia?
Provia. And if Provia. You look online, all you'd have to do is Google it. You can go to our website, linusconstruction.com. You can read all you need to about Provia doors. But Provia, Provia, has a very good website, and you can read all about it that you want there. And you can order it from any big box store, too. It's a widely used manufacturer. So wherever you normally order your building materials, you more than likely can order Provia doors as well.
Let's talk a little bit about that website. We don't mention that enough, the lindasconstruction.com. What can a possible customer or anybody check out? What do we see on that?
Well, not only every product that we use, there's videos of every product we use. We also have a very extensive blog, and the way we use our blog is we like to try to tell a story about certain projects and why they chose these materials and what we did, and you get to see some before and after pictures. This is what we did, what the house looked like before. This is what it looked like after. This is why the homeowner chose these products and why they chose these products and what the process was. So we try to put as much information on our website as we possibly can, because if you're anything like me, it seems like I spend way more time researching things about my house nowadays and anything I'm purchasing. I'm researching it online and trying to get as much information to make as good a decision as I possibly can. So our website's no different. We're just trying to give everyone as much information as we possibly can.
And what's the deal? You and I have talked about this, too, in the past, as far as roofing goes. If I wanted to see what a certain type or color shingle or steel roofing, whatever, on my home, you can kind of see my real home and get me a variety of roofing, right? Online.
For sure. Yeah, roofing, siding, windows, you name it. We can take some pictures of your house, and we'll have a 3D model of it, and we'll be able to change your landscaping. We can change everything about your house to show you exactly what it could look like when we're done remodeling it.
How about that? Windows, everything. Pretty neat.
You name it. I can even add a couple of pink flamingos to your yard if you like.
Always like that. My text screen is acting up a little bit, but there was somebody sent a text earlier about, well, they want to know about Penofen. This is something that Andy doesn't have to deal with anymore. The text says, what's the name of the product you recommend for staining a cedar deck? Yes, it does start with the letter P. It's Penofen, P-E-N-O-F-I-N. We don't sell it. We're just telling you about it because it's a good product. Let's face it. I know there are other quite good products as well. Mm-hmm. But as Andy knows, and he's tried it, and I've had success with it myself and our old deck. And just follow the directions and have lots of rags. Right, Andy? Have lots of rags.
Lots of rags. And, yeah. You know, typically you can find Penofen or Sikkens. Those are the two that we use at your local hardware stores as well. I've had good luck sourcing that at my local Ace anyways.
Yeah, me too, as you know. Yeah, absolutely. I know we've got, less than 2 minutes to go here. A texter wants to know, how do I attach rib steel siding to my garage wall? What do I use?
Ribbed steel siding. I wonder if he's talking about, metal roofing?
I wonder. But
if he's
wall.
Trying to use a metal roofing panel, is he putting it on vertically? Usually, whatever manufacturer of the material has, they have specific specifications on the fasteners you're supposed to use and how you're supposed to use your fasteners. Now, like our steel siding, if it's normal steel siding, if you look at the nailing fin, the hole is elongated, and that's on purpose. And you need to really try to put your fastener and your nail in the middle of that elongated nail fin into a stud, and you want to nail it snug, not completely tight, because steel siding is going to move, it's going to expand and contract, and that's why that nail fin is elongated like that. And if you don't do that, I'm telling you, when the sun hits it, it can sound like popcorn going off in the microwave. That's how much noise your steel siding can make, and that's usually an installation error. You're not going to be able to get rid of it all. Steel siding is going to expand and contract, and it will make some noise, especially on the south-facing sides of the house. But if installed right, you can minimize that. So that's just one thing I'd keep in mind if you're installing any type of steel siding on your house.
You know what? We're just about out of time. Andy, quickly, in about 20 seconds, give us that deal, that 75% off. Is that right?
75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard Gutter, Season Guard Windows, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF Asphalt Roofing, the hands-down best manufacturer of asphalt roofing in our country right now. And they're made right in Minneapolis for us, Denny.
How about that? All right, thanks, Andy. Let's get together next week for another show. What do you say?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Get a hold of Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. That's lindasconstruction.com, or call that ever-famous, easy-to-remember number, 1-800-LEAF-CARD.